Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dogs maul a child at his babysitter's home. A judge fines Texas over its foster care system, and the Wings will catch the fever in a WNBA star's debut. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. The toddler killed in a Duncanville dog attack has now been identified, but that's just one part of this ongoing investigation. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has an update.
We now know the name of the toddler who died in this tragedy, which began Monday at a home across the street from Jason Summons.
Police went in first, then the paramedics went in, some of the fire workers went in, and then we did see them bring out a toddler.
That toddler, now identified as year-old Shiraz Amal Asirvadam, was taken to Children's Hospital in Dallas, where he died. Police say other children were found in the dog owner's home, and they are questioning whether she was running an unlicensed daycare center. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Dallas federal court, the government has rested in its conspiracy case against a former McKinney woman who's accused of helping her fiancé murder an ex-girlfriend. KRLD's LP Phillips reports.
The trial of Holly Elkins has now shifted to the defense after the government spent the better part of a week linking her to the 2020 death of Alyssa Burkett. Burkett was at her Carrollton office when she was met by the father of her child, Andrew Beard. Those two had been in a bitter custody fight over their daughter. Beard was disguised as a black man when he opened fire with a shotgun, then stabbed Burkett to death. The government's star witness was an FBI agent who specializes in digital evidence. Agent Pam Hansen showed the jury dozens of text messages, phone records, and online purchases by Elkins for the equipment Beard used to track and stalk Burkett. Beard has already pleaded guilty and is serving a 43-year federal prison term. Elkins' lawyers say she was not in on the murder. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Following last Friday's shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School in Dallas, a community meeting is planned tonight to discuss security. Dallas School Board Trustee Maxie Johnson is hosting the meeting at Morningstar Missionary Baptist Church at 7 this evening. Several dozen students walked out of class yesterday protesting what they call the school's lack of security. The school has metal detectors and students carry clear backpacks, yet somebody brought a gun to school and shot a classmate in the leg last Friday. The suspected shooter was arrested. Investigators are not sure how he got the gun into the building. The victim continues to recover. A federal judge is fining Texas $100,000 a day over what she calls a broken foster care program. KRLD's Chris Fox has more.
Texas has addressed allegations of sexual and physical abuse of the state's most vulnerable children with shocking carelessness, including numerous instances where kids were left in harm's way for more than a year. Those are the words of U.S. District Judge Janice Graham Jack in leveling the fine. It's the third time since 2015 she found the state in contempt on the issue. Lead attorney for the plaintiff's children, Paul Yetter, questioning when state leadership will get serious about fixing the disaster.
Texas runs a foster care system that puts the children at risk of serious harm.
From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A fast-growing city in North Texas is not excited about a new employer coming to town, and they're letting the lieutenant governor know about their objections. KRLD's Alan Skaya tells us why the community is upset.
Black Mountain plans to build a cement plant on 600 acres of land south of Sherman in Grayson County. Some people who live nearby say they're worried about pollution and noise. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick went to Grayson County to lead a town hall meeting.
So that when I go to TCEQ to try to get this stopped, that I can say I've been there, I've visited the plants, I've toured the city, I've talked to the people.
He says Texas is pro-business, but the state also has to protect people's health and the public interest.
So you have to balance the two. And for what I've studied and what I know and what I've been told, this does not appear to be in the best public interest of Sherman.
So Patrick says he's going to send a letter to TCEQ saying the plant should not be built. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KURLD.
Ranchers in the Texas Panhandle affected by the recent wildfires will get a chance to meet with Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller this week. He's visiting the towns of Canadian, Miami, and Pampa today and tomorrow. He says he wants to hear about recovery efforts and learn more about the challenges facing the ag industry after the wildfires. For the second year in a row, members of the military can watch the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth for free. The Rainwater Foundation is offering free tickets and hospitality for both active duty and retired members. They can receive up to 2 free ground tickets and entry into the Patriots Outpost. Jay McCall with the Rainwater Foundation says kids 15 and under can also join them at no charge.
We're really excited about being able to bring the entire family and for them to be able to do something as a family free of charge.
Tickets can be reserved starting Friday. Northern Tarrant County and Southern Denton County continue to grow, and the Dallas Stars are hoping to take advantage of that growth, beginning construction on a Star Center multi-sport complex in Northlake. Dallas Stars President Brad Alberts was at the groundbreaking yesterday for the new facility.
There's tremendous residential and commercial growth in that part of the city in the Metroplex. And certainly, like I said, we didn't have a facility in Fort Worth. And it's been one of those things that we've talked about for years of trying to get a two-sheet ice facility over there to expand hockey into the Fort Worth area. So this accomplishes that.
He says it's not just about hockey. There's also a 16-court volleyball and 8-court basketball facility with outdoor pickleball courts. Got to have those. The new Star Center will be on 114 just east of I-35. Construction is expected to take about a year and a half. Iowa point guard Caitlin Clark has been selected number 1 overall by the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft. Clark knows it's going to be a challenge.
The WNBA is so competitive right now. Every single time you step on the floor, it's going to be a rivalry. I think so many teams are loaded with so much talent, and this is the most competitive league in the entire world, less than 144 spots. So you better bring it every single night, and I think that's exactly what I'm going to do.
The Dallas Wings had the 5th overall pick. They took J.C. Sheldon, a shooting guard from Ohio State. Caitlin Clark's preseason debut will be against the Dallas Wings in Arlington on May 3rd. It's already generating a lot of interest. Upper Deck tickets for that game are going on StubHub for at least $137 apiece. More tickets go on sale Thursday morning at 10. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.